Welcome to Men's Health New England. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Cianti, director of the Cianti Prostate Center of Boston at Mass Bay Urology in Milton, Massachusetts. Join us every weekend at this time for the most advanced and up-to-date discussion of topics most important to men's health. Join us every week as we discuss topics like prostate cancer and prostate disease, sexual health, lifestyle and diet, weight management, heart health, and hormonal health. Every week, we will bring you national experts in men's health and empower you with up-to-date, scientific, and progressive information that you can use to improve your overall health, achieve your weight loss goals, lower your risk for heart disease, maximize sexual performance, and, of course, deal with prostate problems. Now, in today's show, we're going to be talking about a procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU for short, H-I-F-U. And the reason I'm going to talk about this technology is because it is, I think, the most significant advance in prostate cancer treatment technology that we've seen. And as you may or may not know, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. So we're going to talk this month a lot about prostate cancer diagnosis. We'll talk about prevention. But today we're going to start with revolutionary new approaches for this disease. I'm going to bring on one of our patients who lives here in the Boston area who's undergone this procedure, and he's going to tell you what his experiences are and how he's done with this treatment. So I want to invite you to submit any questions to WRKO.com/men's health. Submit your questions. I'll answer them on future shows. And again, learn more about prostate disease and prostate cancer at my website, which is drscionti.com, or call our office at Mass Bay Urology, a division of Greater Boston Urology. We're in Milton, Massachusetts at 100 Highland Street, and we're at 617-696-1826. That's 617-696-1826. We'll be right back, and we'll jump right into high-intensity focused ultrasound for prostate cancer. Stay tuned. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Stephen Cianti, founder and director of the Cianti Prostate Center of Boston at Mass Bay Urology, and your host of Men's Health New England. And today we're talking about high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU, for prostate cancer treatment. I want to remind you that September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, so we'll talk a little bit in today's show about prostate cancer, its diagnosis, really focus on what I think is the most significant and revolutionary new approaches to treating prostate cancer, that is high-intensity focused ultrasound. Again, I want to remind my audience to submit questions, and we'll answer them on subsequent shows to WRKO.com. And again, to learn more about prostate disease and prostate cancer, go to my website at drscionti.com, or call our center at Mass Bay Urology, a division of Greater Boston Urology in Milton, Massachusetts, at 617-696-1826. So let's get right into the problem of prostate cancer. Anyone who's listened to the show has heard me talk quite a bit about this. This is my passion. This is my whole life. It's what I do. I am a prostate cancer specialist. Prostate cancer is the most common cancer in men today, with approximately 230,000 new diagnoses per year and approximately 32,000 deaths from prostate cancer each year. It is the most common cancer that men will experience in their lifetimes. Now, there's been a lot of controversy about this in the media, but still, this is a very common problem, and it's primarily diagnosed by the PSA blood test as the starting point. So men know they're at risk by getting a PSA. If it's elevated, at our center, we go beyond the PSA. We do advanced testing to see really what your risk is, to find your risk. We use different measurements of blood and urine tests that can clearly define whether you're at risk for prostate cancer. Once that warning sign goes off, that is the PSA being elevated. As you know, we use advanced MRI imaging, advanced three-dimensional, high-resolution, high-definition pictures of the prostate to determine if there's a tumor. And you've heard me talk about very specific targeting mechanisms we use. We use a very sophisticated computer technology in which we can take the ultrasound images we acquire in the office, superimpose those with MRI pictures, and then target the prostate for selected, targeted MRI-guided prostate biopsy. So that is the state-of-the-art for diagnosis. Now, once a prostate cancer is diagnosed, we have a decision to make. Does it need treatment or not? And that really depends about learning as much about that cancer as we can. Is the cancer a Lyme? Is that cancer act as a Lamb? Is it going to be slow-growing, non-aggressive? Or is it going to be aggressive? Is it going to act like a lion, a tiger? Is it going to be something we really have to deal with? And the real question is, can we treat the prostate cancer in a less invasive means? So the traditional treatments really have been for years only radiation and surgery. Well, I think the world's a lot more complicated than that, and men have far more options today beyond just radiation or surgery. There are different radiation techniques that can be used. I am an expert in a technology called ablative therapy. That is using energy to destroy the prostate inside the body. And so different technologies available include freezing or cryotherapy, and I've been doing that now for almost 15 years. But the new kid on the block, the hottest technology, the least invasive technology to hit the world is something called high-intensity focused ultrasound. And I want to talk to you a lot today about that technology because this is something that I'm excited about. And I think it's the future of how we'll deal with prostate cancer in men who have early, contained, localized prostate cancer treatments. You know, the real problem with prostate cancer treatment is that many times the treatment is worse than the disease. Now, what I mean by that is that the side effects from treatment oftentimes are far worse than the disease itself. So we take men with very small early cancers. We subject them to traditional aggressive treatments, such as surgery and radiation. And although we may well cure the cancer, we've left that man with a permanent change in his function and a permanent change in his quality of life. The real things we impact, and I think most of my audience knows this, we impact sexual function, and we impact urinary function. So for many men, prostate cancer treatment means the end to their sex life as they knew it. And certainly we can see permanent changes in urinary control, that is leakage problems, or urinary urgent problems, that is urgent needs to go to the bathroom that are sometimes difficult to control. The reality is that it's very hard to treat a man traditionally with typical surgery or with radiation and have that man be normal. That is, in the sense, he'll be very different after treatment than he was before treatment. So this is the height of a lot of controversy today. You know, the United States government is part of something called the Preventive Task Force Screening Panel, looked at PSA screening and concluded that although there's some evidence that PSA screening does save lives, the concern of some experts is that the harms outweigh the benefits. And that really puts into perspective the fact that our traditional treatments cause significant changes in men's life and guys that they're the peak of their life. And so we really need new advances. We need new ways to address this disease. Now, high-intensity focused ultrasound, in my opinion, is one of the great new technologies on the horizon. What is it? Well, this is sound energy. Sound energy that's focused into the prostate. Now, we'll use an analogy of a magnifying glass. And think about how a magnifying glass would focus the sun rays to a pinpoint, to the point where the sun rays are focused can start a leaf on fire. And as young kids, we probably all did this experiment in our backyards. In the same way, sound energy using computer technology can be focused to a very small area. And where the sound energy is focused, it creates very high temperatures that kills tissue. It can kill tumor cells. And so High-intensity focused ultrasound is a non-invasive technology in which ultrasound energy is focused into the prostate gland, and using a very sophisticated computer program, we can design a treatment to treat as much or as little of the prostate as our diagnostic tests tell us is necessary. Now, traditionally, we treat the entire prostate. The entire prostate, because many times the cancer involves the entire prostate. But with today's advanced diagnostic tests that we employ at our center and elsewhere around the United States, using MRI, using these MRI-guided biopsy techniques to map out the prostate cancer three-dimensionally in the prostate, many times we can create a very detailed, customized, personalized treatment plan in which we can treat that prostate cancer in that area. And if we do that, we know that preserving prostate tissue preserves function. And so it's not uncommon to see normal erectile function, normal sexual function after a treatment like HIFU. And the risk of urinary leakage and incontinence is extremely low, extremely low. In fact, it's less than 1%. So finally, we have a technology that creates, I think, an excellent balance between treating the cancer and maintaining a man's quality of life. Now, high-intensity focused ultrasound, it's really not new. The development of this technology began at Indiana University back in the 1970s. And over the ensuing 20 years up to the 1990s, the technology evolved very quickly. Finally, computer technology matured to the point where a functioning HIFU treatment device was ready to go in the early to mid-1990s. But because ultrasound had not been used to kill prostate cancer, and specifically because ultrasound energy delivered from a transducer or a probe in the rectal canal to treat into the prostate had never been used before, the United States FDA mandated that a full three-phase clinical trial be performed. Now, this is really a first in the world of prostate cancer because no other technology had to go through very extensive testing to this degree. However, the status of HIFU in the United States is that even after all these years, a clinical trial is undergoing at several academic centers around the United States. HIFU is being tested on men who have had radiation therapy, and the cancer came back after radiation therapy. And these men have been enrolled in a clinical trial. The data has now been submitted to the FDA. And, of course, we're hopeful that the FDA is able to approve this technology for use in the United States. But how about men who want to have this treatment today? What do they do? Well, first of all, the treatment is available around the world in virtually every developed nation in the world. And it's approved in many other countries in the world. But International HIFU is an organization based in Charlotte, North Carolina. And this organization has a very much a seamless integrated program where we can treat our patients from the United States, outside of the country, in locations such as Bermuda, the Bahamas, Cancun, Mexico, Canada, for example. And many of our patients in the United States who want to have this cutting-edge, advanced, non-invasive treatment will elect to travel outside of the United States. I've been doing this now for about 8 years, and have personally been involved in nearly 1,000 procedures as a patient's private physician. And in fact, I'm licensed in the countries of Nassau and in the country of Bermuda to treat my patients. So my view is that we need to make available to our patients the most advanced technologies to treat their prostate cancer. And if after undergoing an extensive diagnostic evaluation, we learn that a man has very localized cancer, early stage, the prostate has the proper configuration. Certain, not everyone's a candidate by any means, but the prostate has to have the proper size, anatomy, and configuration. But this is a fantastic option for these guys because this is non-invasive. It's an outpatient procedure. Man goes to sleep for 2 to 3 hours, has the treatment performed. We'll typically have a catheter draining the urine for anywhere from 1 to 3 weeks, but really has no incisions to heal and is back at full activity very quickly. And most importantly, is able to return to full urinary and sexual function very quickly. And what I will tell you is that data from around the world is now coming in. In fact, it's even 14-year follow-up data has recently been published. It demonstrates the overall survival of men who have the HIFU treatment is very equivalent to every other treatment that we offer for prostate cancer. So, guys, today I'm talking to you about what I think is the future way we're going to approach this disease. And not everyone's going to be a candidate, but for those men who are candidates for this revolutionary, non-invasive technology, HIFU is going to give us a way to get a much better balance between treatment of the cancer and treatment-related side effects with the overall goal that we maintain quality of life. So today we have a special treat. I'm going to be bringing in one of my patients who I treated about 2 years ago, and he's going to tell you what it was like for him, what he had to go through. I think this is going to be exciting because you're going to hear a firsthand account of someone who's gone outside of the United States with me as his doctor for treatment. And I think stay tuned for this because this is going to be fascinating. This is Dr. Stephen Ciante, your host of Men's Health New England. Submit your question to WRKO.com/men's health. And to learn more about prostate cancer treatment and learn more about the HIFU treatment, go to drsciante.com, or call the Ciante Prostate Center of Boston at Mass Bay Urology, a division of Greater Boston Urology, at 617-696-1826. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk to Fred. Fred is going to tell us about his prostate cancer treatment. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Stephen Ciante, founder and director of the Ciante Prostate Center of Boston at Mass Bay Urology, a division of Greater Boston Urology, and your host of Men's Health New England. Today we're talking about a revolutionary treatment for prostate cancer called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. Now, I want to remind our listeners that this is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and you'll have several opportunities to get your PSA tested and get screened for prostate cancer. I think that's really an important part of men's health, and we've talked a lot about it on the show, and you'll hear me talk about it throughout this month. So tune into our show every Saturday at 4 o'clock and really learn about this important men's health issue. But today I really want to zero in and talk about high-intensity focused ultrasound, and we're really privileged to have one of my patients, Fred, who lives here in the Boston area, who's gone through the treatment. And I want him to tell us what this whole thing is like. Fred, welcome to Men's Health New England.
Happy to be here, Doc.
Fred, you know, you live here in the greater Boston area.
I do.
Great. So, you know, Fred, how old are you?
I'm 71.
Okay. So tell the guys out there your story with prostate cancer. I mean, what happened? How were you diagnosed? Tell the guys what you went through to get diagnosed and how you ended up deciding how you wanted to be treated.
Okay, sure, Doc. A little over 2 years ago, it was the spring of two and a half years ago, I went in for an annual physical, which I had not been very good at. I had showed up, I think, 3 times in 15 years. But so during that time, though, my primary care physician had convinced me to have a blood test taken to establish a baseline for PSA. And I had done that twice with some elevation. I then went in 2 years ago, and my primary care physician had passed away, but I had a new doctor who saw a prostate level that was not terribly high, but what he really saw was a rapid rate of elevation over the 3 tests that I had had. So that caused him to suggest that I go to a urologist. I went to Dr. Gluck, who I believe is an associate of yours. And he did the work to determine that I, in fact, had prostate cancer. It was It wasn't a surprise. My father had passed away of the disease, so I pretty much expected that diagnosis. And what was a surprise was the treatment that he had brought to my attention, which I had never heard of, that being HIFU. I had never heard of HIFU. If I had heard of it, I'd have perhaps thought it was some sort of Japanese defense system.
Yeah, it sounds like some sort of game you play when you're bored on an airplane, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But he explained it in terms that, you know, I'm not a physician, I'm an attorney, but he explained it in terms that I could understand without any difficulty, and it made a whole lot of sense to me. So I spent, the large, predictable number of hours on Google researching it, probably read 20 or 30 hours about HIFU, the principle of HIFU, and about you, Doc, because that's who he suggested that I speak with. I did call your office and was impressed that I got a call back almost immediately, and you continued the explanation about HIFU. And it just made all the sense in the world to me. I have to say, I was never terribly traumatized. I kind of knew what I had and how I was going to treat it. And within a couple of months, I was in Bermuda seeking the treatment that you provided.
Well, you know, I think your story, Fred, of how you were diagnosed is really typical. So the PSA went up, and after it was elevated, you referred to a urologist who did a prostate biopsy. Cancer was found. And you know, most men will be offered one of two therapies, and that's it. They'll be basically said, you know, our standard of what we offer men is surgery to remove the prostate, whether it's robotic or an open operation. It's still really the same thing, but it's called radical prostatectomy or radiation therapy. And those are what's, I would say, for 99% of men who get the diagnosis, that's all they're really going to hear about unless they go and do some research or their doctor is really giving them all the options. So, you know, what obviously there's a lot of good ways to treat prostate cancer. What concerns you about our traditional ways we treat the disease?
I had a number of friends that had been through it, Doc, and I was well aware of the side effects that were associated with the various types of treatment. Probably incontinence worried me the most, although I wasn't anxious to have impotence as an issue either. And given that I knew friends of mine were going through long and painful recovery and having to deal with those side effects, I wanted to avoid them if possible. And Dr. Gluck explained to me that while there was no guarantee, there was a reasonable likelihood that I could avoid the downside.
Sure. No, and I think that's important. You know, Dr. Gluck at that point had just returned from a training course that I was running. I run these international training courses for HIFU therapy. And he was at a course that I was running actually in Bermuda. We had a number of physicians from around the United States there. And we go through a lecture program, and the doctors that are visiting get to observe a number of the procedures. They get to learn about preparing patients and taking care of them after the procedure. And if they're interested, can then learn actually how to do the procedure over the ensuing, you know, months. It takes, you know, at least 6 months for a physician to get their training and be certified in this procedure. But Dr. Gluck had really just come back from the training. You had just been diagnosed. And so he told you about that and connected you, with me and my program. And we get a chance to know each other a little bit. And I think what's important about this is that I look at one of the most important things I do is educating my patients. You know, I want men to understand the options. And so we talked about the treatment, right? We talked about, what be involved, the pros and cons, the risks, right?
Yeah, Doc. What I was impressed with is that with both you and Dr. Gluck, the explanation was in layman's phraseology. I understood fully what I was looking at. There was no heavy medical terminology that would confuse me. It was made pretty basic, pretty understandable.
Right. Well, I think that's important. I think one of the most important jobs we have to do today as physicians is be educators.
Yes.
And I'm sure very much in your field as an attorney, probably the ability to communicate, it's absolutely just as important, isn't it?
It's critical. It's absolutely critical. I've over the years been complimented a few times for my ability to explain complicated legal subjects in layman's terms. So I really appreciated it from you guys. Dr. Gluck explaining, for example, that, you know, the notion that if the sun came through a magnifying glass, it might set fire to a leaf like we all did as we were kids, and that with ultrasound, if ultrasound was sufficiently heated, it could literally burn away the cancer. But he, much more simply than I just explained it, but he explained to me in a way that made all the sense in the world. I then did an awful lot of reading, because it's just not my nature to believe anybody, frankly. It's part of my business. So I did an awful lot of research, both on the procedure and on you. I read how many hundreds, if not thousands, of procedures you had done. And I said, that's the way I'm going.
Right. So for you, you know, you did your due diligence. You looked at looked at options and decided this was the treatment that would work. Now, did it bother you that we had to go out of the United States?
Well, not going out of the United States didn't bother me. I love to travel. Having to pay for it myself wasn't a lot of fun. That was the only downside to HIFU. My insurance didn't cover it. But, you know, what better place can you spend your money than on your own health? So that took me about 10 seconds to decide when Dr. Gluck explained that downside, that my insurance probably wouldn't cover it. I said, well, you know, we're going that way. It was it was a no-brainer, and I forgive the trite expression.
Sure.
But
sure. Well, no, I think that's you know, that's important. You know, we think about what we sort of spend our money on these days, right?
Yeah. Right.
And a lot of my patients and a lot of men reach that age. You work your whole life. You know you reach the point where you want to enjoy. You enjoy the quality of your life, right? And
yeah,
so I don't know how you put a price on that.
Well, you can't. A couple of years before, I had spent a heck of a lot more on a boat that I was hardly ever on. I mean, when you think of it.
Yeah, no, I'm in the same club. I understand that. No, you're absolutely right. Well, Fred, we're coming against a break here, and we're going to take a quick break. And when I come back, I really want to have you just kind of explain, you know, what your experience is like in Bermuda, right?
Sure.
So we're coming against a break. This is Dr. Stephen Cianti, your host of Men's Health New England. Again, guys in the audience, you have questions submitted to WRKO.com/menshealth. To learn more about prostate disease and learn more about HIFU, go to drcionti, drscionti.com, or call our office at Mass Bay Urology, Division of Greater Boston Urology, at 617-696-1826. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Fred and learn more about what his HIFU treatment was like in Bermuda. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Stephen Cianti, founder and director of the Cianti Prostate Center of Boston at Mass Bay Urology, a division of Greater Boston Urology, and your host of Men's Health New England. And today we're talking about high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. And I've got Fred on the line here. Fred is one of my patients from Boston area. He's an attorney. He was treated with high-intensity focused ultrasound in Bermuda, and he's going to tell us about that experience. So, Fred, why don't you tell us what this was like?
Sure. Once we decided to go that direction, Doc, I wanted to do it as quickly as possible. And I spoke to your office, and, you know, this, I believe, was in May, and we were not able to coordinate it for June, so we did it in July. It was, I think, roughly around July 12th of 2 years ago. So working with the people in Charlotte was delightful. They had everything together. They were really organized, and they organized my trip for me. I stayed at the Hamilton Princess, and that was, you know, Bermuda's a pretty expensive island, but I actually got a discounted rate that must have been worked out with the HIFU people. And stayed in a nice hotel in Bermuda. My wife still reminds me how nice it was that you actually came to my room the night before for the pre-op or counseling. So we were in Bermuda. As casual as I may sound now, it was a little bit nerve-wracking. Obviously, I knew I had cancer and was approaching an important procedure. Everything was extremely well organized. I had drivers to pick me up at the airport, a driver to bring me to the hospital, et cetera, on the day of the procedure. I don't remember, of course, anything about the procedure because of the anesthesia, but again, all of that was well organized. Everything was in place. It was, I'm sure there were hundreds and thousands done before me, so they really had the whole thing down. Could have gone to Nassau, I could have gone to Mexico, but Bermuda was my choice because I liked the island. I'd been there a number of times. I don't know where you want to go with it, Doc.
I think there's a lot of apprehension to men have to going somewhere strange. You know, even traveling, you know, to, you know, even New York City for surgery, let alone out of the United States.
Sure.
But the Charlotte office that you're talking about is International HIFU,
right?
And they're a division of a company called Sonicare Medical. And they've got a patient services division, and it's really staffed with some incredible professionals. We've got a full-time nursing staff down there in Charlotte, an engineering staff, really a concierge team, so that all the arrangements are set up ahead of time. So our nurse that worked with you through this whole experience, his name was Brandon, and he's a Brandon's a, you know, is an RN, and so you had a lot of contact with Brandon throughout this whole procedure, didn't you?
I did, both before I went and while I was there. Brandon showed up immediately in Bermuda, did a lot of, again, counseling in the day before. And, you know, he led up to you actually coming and visiting me in the room and going through with me. It also helped, Doc, that I was, that my wife came with me. You know, it's not that I needed it, but it was nice to have the additional support. So, you know, she was there to listen. It was, you know, it would have been a mystery to her if she hadn't heard it all as well. So that was very helpful. The fact she came with me and understood what we were going through.
Sure. You know, well, we know there's a lot of apprehension to this whole process. And so, you know, our nursing team actually gets to know our patients quite a bit ahead of time. So I'm sure you probably had several conversations with Brandon and our team in Charlotte before you even got on the plane in Boston.
Yeah, absolutely. And I had a lengthy list of instructions on how to properly prepare myself and the dietary restrictions and what I could eat and drink and all that. And sure, I mean, that's not great to be in Bermuda and not be able to have a cocktail or a beer or anything like that. But it was okay. It had all been explained in advance. I was prepared. I prepared exactly with the, you know, according to the instructions. And the morning of the procedure, I was delivered right on schedule to the hospital there in Bermuda.
Well, the hospital we use there is called the King Edward Memorial Hospital. And of course, Bermuda is a beautiful island, but what did you think about the hospital?
Oh, it was great. I mean, you know, a hospital's a hospital.
Sure.
It didn't seem quite as nice as many of the hospitals in Boston, but in terms of equipment and sophistication, it was as good as I expected. Again, I have to say, I was out for 4 or 5 hours, so there's a big blank here in what was going on other than the procedure was underway. When I did wake up from the anesthesia, there was a very, very lovely nurse there that she said, "How are you doing?" I said, "I'm fine." And she knew I wasn't. So she made me sit a while longer. And eventually, after coming out of the anesthesia, I was fine. We went home that night. I still wasn't, because of the anesthesia, I still wasn't feeling great in terms of, you know, dinner or anything. That part of the Bermuda trip was, you know, hey, it was a medical procedure. I expected it. So I had to... wear very tight white stockings, kind of like the old Joe Namath had, I guess, for the trip back on a plane to, I suppose, to improve my circulation or prevent.
Right, right.
You'd understand better than
sure.
I why I had to wear those tight stockings. But I was told, you know, the beautiful part was everything was explained, even the fact that there would be some dead tissue to be sloughed off and that there could be a blockage someday. So a couple of months later, when there was a blockage, it was no big deal. I just presented myself to an emergency ward down the Cape, and they took care of it. So,
very easy.
You know,
yeah.
The fact that it was so well explained made it an awful lot better for me.
Well, I think that's the goal. That's great to hear, because that's certainly the goal of what we want to do. You know, the anesthesiologists in Bermuda, and this, the same I could say for any of the locations we use, but our anesthesiologists are all board-certified anesthesiologists. They're the local anesthesiologists at that hospital. And other than the fact that they had quite the British accent, they were no different than the guys I have right here in Boston.
Right.
You know, so I think that part went really well. So you're getting on an airplane now, and
yeah.
Now you're coming back to Logan, right? And
right.
Any problems with that trip?
Not at all. I'm not sure, again, why I had to wear the tight stockings, but I'm sure there was a medical reason.
Well, no one likes those.
Yeah. It was no problem. I was told to wear loose clothing. I did. I had workout slacks, and everything went fine. I also had a catheter that was supposed to be in for 2 weeks, but it seemed to me I had the control back so quickly that I asked Dr. Gluck to remove it, and I think it was 8 days. In that 8 days, the catheter was removed, and I felt I had cheated the devil. I was feeling 100%.
Well, that's a great way to put it. We're coming up against a break here. I'm going to bring you right back, and then I'm going to talk about how it's been in the first couple of weeks and how you're doing now. But this is great, Fred. This is great. You're this is valuable telling our audience what you've been through. Again, it's Dr. Stephen Cianti. I'm your host of Men's Health New England. We're talking about high-intensity focused ultrasound or HIFU for prostate cancer. Submit your questions to WRKO.com/menshealth. Learn more about prostate cancer and prostate disease. Learn more about HIFU at drscionti.com or call our office at Mass Bay Urology, Division of Greater Boston Urology at 617-696-1826. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Fred and talk about his recovery from HIFU. Stay tuned. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Stephen Cianti, founder and director of the Cianti Prostate Center of Boston at Mass Bay Urology, a division of Greater Boston Urology, and your host of Men's Health New England. Today, we are talking to Fred, one of my patients who underwent treatment with high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU, for prostate cancer over 2 years ago at the International Treatment Center in Bermuda. Fred's been telling us about his experiences, how he made the decision, and what it's been like. And now I want to bring Fred back, and it's now been 2 years. Fred, how did you do in the first couple of weeks? How long did it take you to get back to normal? What's life been like for you after prostate cancer treatment?
Sure, Doc. I came back from Bermuda without any anxiety at all, because it had all been laid out for me so carefully. I knew what to expect. And I was back to work the day I got home. And, you know, really noticed a minimal discomfort that you have with a catheter, which I kept for a little while, and minimal discomfort with the fact that the incontinence might be an issue for a while. And it never really was. I mean, if I had to go, I had to go a little bit more quickly in those first couple of weeks, and I had to make sure I was, you know, had access to a bathroom. But, you know, those are really minor concerns. So within less than 2 weeks, I said to Dr. Gluck, look, I'm fine. Get rid of this catheter. He did, and I moved on. I was back to work in days. I'm a kind of semi-retired attorney, but I'm still go to the office 4 or 5 days a week. And I was able to do that immediately. I did learn in the when I was in Bermuda that there could be a blockage at some point as the body sloughed off the extra tissue, and that happened somewhere in I think it was August. I had a painful sensation one day and the inability to urinate. So later the day I went to the emergency ward. They reinserted a catheter, the process of which I guess removed the blockage, and left the catheter in till the next day so Dr. Gluck could take it out. He did. The blockage was gone, and it was once again it was simple. It was no problem. I returned to what I would call absolutely normal almost immediately. And, you know, I thought at my age that the 20% chance of incontinence or impotence was probably much higher, because some guys seek this treatment in their 50s. And I thought, gee, at 69 or 70, the odds are higher. But it wasn't. It just simply wasn't an issue on either count. Well, I was back to a normal life by all standards within, you know, a week or two.
So you got through this thing really, it sounds like, pretty easily.
Very easily. Yeah. You know, I had friends that had sought radiation, and it took them a year to get their energy back and probably a lifetime of concern of what damage that radiation might have done. I had none of that. There's no radiation with HIFU.
Right, right. No, listen, you know, your experience is, you know, is as good as it is. Honestly, it's pretty typical of what my patients tell me. Right. This is what I expect.
I imagine it is.
I don't expect anything different than what you've just gone through, what you've just described.
Yeah. I did. I was approached by the people in Charlotte, 6 months or so ago, with a request that I be willing to be an ambassador for HIFU. I was glad to do it, and I've since had the opportunity to counsel half a dozen guys from around the country who called me to discuss the same thing we're doing today, what my experience was.
Well, you know, so it's now 2 years out. How are you doing with your cancer? I mean, is everything going well?
I have no cancer. I'm as cancer-free as you can be. PSA readings are not even on the radar screen. They're so low.
So we cheated the devil, didn't we? I mean,
absolutely.
I think that's a great way of saying that, because urinary function, that's good.
Oh, absolutely. Better than it ever was, because I went through some, I think it was called a TERP operation, to scrape the barnacles off before we went to Bermuda. And everything is, it's not only as good, it's better. I mean, my entire function in every regard is better than it was before. It was actually like a tune-up.
Right. So put this in retrospect. You know, you have to do it all over again. Is this the way you would go?
In a New York second.
In a New York second. Well, you know, so there's a kind of a good end to the story here. You know, so you've done fantastic. you know, you're sharing your experience with patients. You're going to help a lot of men through this thing. And for that, I really want to thank you because I think it's so valuable.
It's interesting, Doc. Every guy I talk to, first thing he wants to know is, am I being paid by HIFU?
No.
And of course I'm not.
Yeah, they don't pay anything.
And that immediately gives me credibility when they learn that.
Well, you know, so here's the sort of good end to the story. You know, I met Dr. Gluck when he came to my course. I'd known him many years ago, but he came to my course in Bermuda. We reacquainted as friends from back in the 1980s when we were young residents at the Children's Hospital here in Boston. And subsequently, he became so convinced that the process that we take, the diagnostic approach and the treatment approach that I employ is the future, that he convinced me to leave my post as a professor at the New York University School of Medicine, relocate here to the Boston area, and join him in his practice. And so now I'm full-time with Dr. Gluck. We're at Mass Bay Urology. We're part of a group of urologists called Greater Boston Urology. And I've set up my own center called the Cianti Prostate Center of Boston. So there's really a really nice ending to this whole story.
That's great. I hope we get approval in the States so people's insurance will cover it, Doc. That would be a real good ending.
Well, you know, you and me both. As much as travel seems really nice, I've been on airplanes now literally one or two long weekends for 7.5 years now, and I've never missed a month.
Yeah.
I've never missed a month treating patients. And so, you know, my wife thinks I'm crazy, but she's still married to me. So I guess that's good.
Right? I remember you told me of your love of Cape Cod, so it wasn't too tough a decision to come back up here, I bet.
Well, no, you're right. I mean, we have a house in Brewster. And the nice thing, of course, is our office in Milton. Yeah, it's about an hour and 50 minutes out to the Cape House. And certainly our life is, I think, much nicer in a lot of ways. But what really is exciting about this is we have the opportunity to bring this cutting edge technology to what I think is one of the medical capitals of the world. And that's Boston, and make this available to our patients here. So that's exciting, and that's what really drives me every day to keep on doing what I do.
Well, so, Doc, I'd be happy to continue to counsel for anyone that has the kind of issues and concerns that I once had.
Fred, listen, thank you so much. I mean, I want to encourage guys, you know, the message here is this. If you're diagnosed with prostate cancer, take a deep breath, stop, slow down. Do your research. Learn what your options are. Learn what all the options are, because in my message to you, it's not quite so simple as radiation and surgery. Learn what your options are. Can you be a candidate for less invasive treatment? Fred has really, I think, laid out what he's been through. And I think following that path, you know, doing your due diligence is going to give you the best chance for finding what's right for you. So, guys, for more information, go to the WRKO website, wrko.com/men's health. Submit your questions. I'll answer them on future shows. Learn more about prostate disease. Learn more about HIFU. Go to drscionti.com. Call our offices at Mass Bay Urology. Again, we're part of Greater Boston Urology. In Milton, we're at 617-696-1826. And give us a call. Fred, thank you so much for being our guest. You've helped a lot of people. We'll be right back. Well, we're just about out of time for today's show. Thanks for listening. We talked about a lot today, and we really zeroed right in on the most advanced, highly technical, cutting-edge treatment for prostate cancer. That's high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. We had one of my patients, Fred, on today, who told you about his experiences, what he went through, the due diligence he did, how he checked it out. And I'm so happy to hear that Fred has done absolutely great. But the message I want to give you guys is that if you're diagnosed with prostate cancer, do your research. Get several opinions. Are you a candidate for less invasive treatments other than surgery or radiation? Does something like HIFU fit you? Come and see me at the Cianti Prostate Center of Boston. We'll likely do something like an MRI and get far more information about your disease. We may do some advanced genomic testing of the tumor. But my job is to give you an assessment of how much cancer you have and what your options are for treatment. Come see me at the Cianti Prostate Center of Boston at Mass Bay Urology. Go to www.drcianti, that's drcianti.com. Submit your questions at wrko.com/men's health. And call our offices. We're at Mass Bay Urology and is a division of Greater Boston Urology at 617-696-1826. 697-696-1826. Again, please visit our website for the show, wrko.com/menshealth. Submit the questions to us. Today, hopefully I've opened your eyes about new treatments, new approaches for prostate cancer. The message is, if you're diagnosed, take the time, learn what your options are, make the choice that's right for you. Thanks for listening today. We'll be back next week on Men's Health New England. We'll see you next week.